Deshaun Shedd. I'm glad to be here. I'm excited to be in Detroit, in the Motor City, and happy to come out here and be a part of this team. Thank you.
Can you just say what the Legion of Boom means to you, and any of your new teammates ask you about that, what exactly that represents, what style of play it is?
Well, nobody asked me about that. We really haven't discussed that, but we're focused on what we got going on right here and creating a bond and brotherhood here. From day one, we've been here for a week and a half and trying to create what we have here. So that's one thing we're focused on. Oh, definitely. I'm focused on here in Detroit and moving forward here and doing our thing in the Motor City.
Well, before you leave that behind, just, if you can, walk us through that whole process, because realistically, if Seattle didn't want to be nice, you would not be here. You'd probably still be in Seattle. Just walk us through that whole process of them releasing you, kind of how that conversation went, and then why you ended up here.
Well, that process was just the name of the game and the business of how this league works. So you have situations that occur and things that go on, and everybody has a different situation, and mine landed me here in Detroit, and I'm excited to come back here to Detroit and be here and start a new chapter in my career, and I'm excited to get things rolling over here.
How serious was Seattle in retaining you?
What was that?
How serious was Seattle retaining you? That never even crossed your mind, really?
Well, like I said, this process is a crazy process. It was one of my first legit time being in that process, and I let my agent handle all that stuff, and I was focused on being the best player I can be, because wherever I landed or ended up, I had to still be the best me.
Just got one more question. Are you surprised with what Seattle's done as far as getting rid of Richard Sherman, you're not there anymore, not sure if Abel's going to play, there's rumors about Earl Thomas getting traded. Are you surprised with kind of maybe the dismantling of what you guys had done?
I mean, they probably got a plan of what they're doing over there, and I'm not sure exactly what's going on, but like I said, regardless, I know this league, anything can happen in this league, and things change and things happen. And so regardless of whatever they had going on, I was making sure I was focusing on what I can do and being, like I said, being the best me that I can be and the best player that I can be, because whatever they had going on and wherever I ended up, I had to still perform and go be my best.
How do you plan for your roles in Seattle? Just curious what you envision your role being here.
Well, my role is to be the best me that I can be. So this is, like I said, this is only week two of OTAs. So we're still in the process of becoming the best team that we can be. And I'm in the process of becoming the best player that I can be and just trying to focus on that and getting to know and create the bond with the brothers here and become a family.
What about Coach Matt Patricia? How are you feeling him out? So you've only been here a couple weeks.
Oh yeah, I'm very excited to be here. I'm very excited about Matt Patricia coming here to play for this team, and I'm excited to be with the teammates that I'm here with, and I'm excited to start this new chapter and get it rolling. And we have a great foundation already, and I'm excited to get this going and be the best team that we can be.
How much has your versatility allowed you to have the career you've had, and how much has your size allowed you to be that versatile? You know, played a lot of different things.
I think it has to do a big part in my career. I've been started games strong safety, free safety, nickel, and corner, and so being able to have that versatility, be able to go inside and play outside, I think is a great attribute to have in this league as a defensive back. And I'm gonna keep. If need be. Like I said, playing strong safety is kind of similar to linebacker position. So, but just having that versatility and being able to do that allows me to be versatile in the field.
If you have a scouting report on Luke Wilson, and if you think he's a guy that maybe could be a bigger piece of this offense than he was or had the opportunity to be in Seattle?
Well, Luke is just a great guy, fun guy to be around with. I think he's going to do great things, and I'm excited to be here with him as well and create this new, you know what I mean, bond and this new team, and I'm excited for us to get together and do our things and be the best team that we can be.
How difficult was last year for you just trying to get back from the injury and get back in time to play?
Well, that process is always tough. Coming back, my first thought was, all right, you know what I mean, when injury happened, let's get this thing rolling. How soon can I get back? How quick can I get back? How strong can I get back? So it was a day-to-day process, and I had to daily remind myself that, you know what I mean, I can't go from 0 to 100. I have to take it day by day, inch by inch, little progress by progress, and I'm here today with that, and I got myself back on the field and excited to keep growing and get ready to play another season.
Feel now?
I feel great. I was able to get back out there and play last season, so that was good to get some confidence under my belt to go out there and play and know I can still play this game at a high level, and I'm excited to be here and continue that journey.
You had some interest from some other teams once you did become a free agent. What was the allure of coming to Detroit?
I was excited. I was excited about coming here with Matt Patricia and talking to him with, I mean, his philosophy and everything. I was excited to come here and play for the Lions.
Schedule comes out today. I don't know if you've seen it already, but do you you a guy that'll circle that Seahawks game when they come here? How excited are you to play your whole team?
Nah, I don't matter who we play. I treat every game the same. Every game would be a championship game. I prepare exactly the same. There's no rivalry. There's no nothing. I'm just focused to be here and be able to show up. Every game is a new game. It doesn't matter who we're playing, and I'm excited to just get out there and focus on what we got going on right now.
Couple more for Deshaun.
Deshaun, you mentioned your versatility, your experience playing multiple positions. How has that versatility made you a more cerebral player and more valuable to a team?
I think it helps with being able to know the game, see the big picture. So when you're just stuck at one position, you just kind of learning those intricacies of that position, but being able to learn what you have to see at strong safety, learn what you have to see at nickel, learn what you have to see at corner or free safety allows you to be, when you're anywhere on the field, you get the big picture of the field, the big picture of the formation. They line up in certain formations. You can anticipate plays more. And so, and I can also help the guys around me. So that's the ultimate goal. I can help the guys around me see things, call out things before it happened, and I think that's a big attribute to being on the field.
Do you think that big picture mentality will help you pick up a new defense scheme verbiage quicker here?
Definitely. I can see things, and I think it'll help. We haven't done anything with the playbook yet, but once we start diving into that, I think it'd be simple for me to just go in there and study that and be able to pick up things pretty quick.
And your thoughts on the secondary now on the team?
I'm excited to be here. Excited to be here and excited to grow with these guys and excited to go out and play with them.